Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, for sure. I'm Zach. I'm from Funky Mellow, based in Texas. And in short, we make marshmallow cream. That's, you know.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea for this business?
Really good question. So, you know, my wife and I started this thing from scratch. You know, we really enjoy sweets. We enjoy all things into. And I used to not be a vegan. I had a lot of dietary restrictions, and but obviously my wife and I wanted to make magic and find this at a good time. So started making our first thing.
It's kind of cutting out a little bit.
Yeah, can you hear me better?
Like, yeah, now it's better. I don't know if it's like your Bluetooth or something. I don't know. It was like cutting out.
I'll scoot up a little bit. My Bluetooth unfortunately is dead, so I was just kind of talking into
yeah,
it a little
bit. Yeah, I think that's better. Yeah, because it was like every word was like cutting out or something, so I couldn't hear you clearly.
For sure. So I mean, it's a good question. My wife and I started this company because we both love sweets. We have a lot of dietary restrictions, and I had some health complications. So I ended up, you know, really just wanting to enjoy something nostalgic with her too. And we actually made Rice Krispie Treats. That was our evolution, our first product. Then it went to marshmallows, and then it went to marshmallow cream. And marshmallow cream was always something that was a little bit like, it was harder to make, to be honest with you, at first, but then it ended up becoming our salvation. And that's the thing that people use the most now. And that's how we got this idea.
Awesome. So I guess, like, as of today, right, like, how do you stand out in the market? Are you mostly in retail or D2C? Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah. So we're actually the only people in the world that make marshmallow cream that's purely made, like I said, the main ingredient is chickpeas or aquafaba. So that's how it stands us out. I think that and our texture, you know, a lot of people are used to traditional fluff and, you know, it's really light and airy. Ours is thicker, right? It's more like, you know, I would say yogurt or soft serve ice to some. And so I think that really sets us apart, you know, and then our flavors are out of this world too. I mean, we do have vanilla, which is our main flavor, but then we also have strawberry, cookies and cream, hazelnut, vanilla chai, you know, and those are just fun flavors that I think a lot of people like and, you know, vibe with.
But are you mostly like a retail play today or direct to consumer, Amazon? I guess like where does most of your business come from in 2020?
Yeah, so it's mostly retail. I would say almost 70% is retail. We were very lucky though, and we did get premiered on Shark Tank 3 weeks ago. So that obviously kicked up our D2C in a big way. We've always had D2C, but we never really had much of a D2C, to be honest with you. But after Shark Tank, that has been a different story, which is really cool because we have a lot of new customers that are going to get to try our product that we weren't necessarily in their local grocery stores.
That's awesome. So we've had like, you know, several Shark Tank guests on our show, but I'm always curious about like everybody's experience. So like for you specifically, like what was that like to actually get selected and go on the show? Like, I'm just curious about like your process.
It was a cool experience. You know, it was like a life-changing one, I'll say. I'm very thankful to be able to do that with my best friend and my wife too, because it's a core memory now for me too. And just going and being on, you know, set and walking through those scenes and everything too, was just an awesome experience. So I think the biggest thing for us was, you know, just practicing our lines, which we did. And I just had a lot of fun. So, I mean, it's, like I said, it's a core experience that I get to cherish with my best friend and my wife.
But was it like in terms of like you being selected? It was like I've spoken to some people who like were Shark Tank reached out to them, and some people had to go through like lots of tryouts. So I guess like for you guys, was it like tryouts or did Shark Tank call you? Like what was that process like?
Yeah, no, we saw that there was an open casting call. So we applied. And for us in our process, you know, we again feel very fortunate because after applying, we did go through a series of different things and then we ended up being selected at some point down the line. For us, it was more applying than I would say like open casting.
For sure. Were you like pretty nervous getting on the set?
Yeah, most definitely, man. I mean, I think most people get nervous up there too. It's not something we do every day. You know, we're just marshmallow makers. But, you know, once you get up there too, it's a lot of fun. And I really enjoyed everything.
Awesome. So I guess like in terms of your business, right? Like you mentioned, obviously, Shark Tank giving that boost of D2C. So is that, you know, going to be like a bigger channel or like a bigger focus for you? Or are you still really focused like on retail and more so like doing like some of that D2C channel from the, you could say like, you know, Shark Tank, but it's not like a big, like, you know, play in terms of like meta ads, things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's two parts for for us, like I said, I think still 60 to 70% of our business is still very much retail. We are very fortunate that we did roll out in Whole Foods. We've been locally with Whole Foods for over a year, but we've been very fortunate with them to expand our product line. So we went from 7 stores to 112 in 7 different states. So that's definitely a big focus for us too. We're also very excited because we have another retailer coming up. I'm not going to reveal that one yet, but it's going to carry our new product too. So we're very excited for that one coming up very soon. And so that's been our big focus for the folks on Shark Tank and the D2C network. We're just excited to really get our product out because it's a lot of new customers. And like I said, it's people that don't necessarily have a grocery store down the street from them. So we're just really excited for them just to try our brand and really see what it's all about too.
For sure. So how do you capture customer lifetime value? Like when somebody tries your product, how do you get them to keep buying?
So for us, it's all experience. You know, we really do value the experience, I guess, when you visit Funky Mellow, when you interact with us too. And so we like to think of ourselves as more than a marshmallow company. So we try to do things a little bit above and beyond too. When we do see a demo, you know, it's not just us setting up a cream. We really try to make a s'mores bar on telephone too. That sounds like a lot of fun to us. We torch chocolate and marshmallow in the store too. And who doesn't like that as well too? So that experience kind of captivates people to come on back and try us again. And then the same thing, I'm not going to reveal too much about some of the surprises that we have for our D2C customers. Because they've been very patient with us, we appreciate it too. But we want to send some stuff for them that really makes that experience unique, you know. And I think that's for us how we continue to bring them into the Funky Mellow fam, we call it too. And so it's an awesome.
Who would you say is like an ideal customer for you?
Yeah. So for us, really, it's parents with primary age. Right. That resonated a lot with us because we as children ate a lot of s'mores and things like that too. So that's been our core purpose. And these are parents that also don't want their kids necessarily to eat stuff that has a lot of things in it. So one thing we're always really proud of too is speaking about our clean ingredients. There's only 6 ingredients, or there are 6 or 7 ingredients in most of our product. And they're all ones that really understand, easy to understand. The only one that's a little bit unique and a little bit different is Papa Fava, but that's chickpea. Like everything else, we would like to pride ourselves, like I said, on simplicity, because if we don't understand it, then we don't necessarily put that enough. And that's what we've always been about too.
For sure. So obviously now we're wrapping up, you know, Q1 of 2024. So for 2024 to be successful for you, what are some of your biggest objectives for this year?
Yeah, I mean, so we've already, I think, lost a lot of our goals that we wanted to reach so far. But for us, you know, we make everything in-house, really ramping up our production, really leaning into making sure we're as efficient as internally. And that's something that we knew was going to happen, and we're here now. And so we're going to take the necessary time to continue to make it, like I said, the most efficient process as possible. That's one of the things that we think we're the strongest too, is that we make and develop everything in-house too. And so that's a huge goal for us. And that's, I think, one of our main focuses, in addition to really making sure we're successful partners with the groups that are launching us, like the retailers out there.
So to scale up, like, are you looking to purchase like more machinery, or like, what are you going to do to actually scale up in-house?
Yeah, no, it's more machinery. We definitely are making sure our staff is up to date too. Our process is super unique. It's super proprietary, but it is super unique. And so once everyone gets it and gets it down, you know, people have to, I guess, to some degree, understand that Lisa and I have been doing this and developing the recipe for 5 years. And we realize we're bringing people in and it's a new thing, right? It's very common for us because we've been doing it for so long. So I think that there's a bit of a, I would say, gap that we have to make sure people are educated and understand. And so there's time with that too, but then building processes, because we're building a plant from the ground up essentially. So processes are smooth and efficient. And some of that is really, really good too, because we have really good mentors around us that are helping us. They've done this before, but it makes our life a lot easier too, because they are guiding us very heavily too.
For sure. But I guess like in terms of your scaling, right? Like you mentioned that you're big in Texas because you're based here, but like, are you looking to expand like regionally across like different parts of the country? Like, what does that look like in terms of your expansion for 2024?
Yeah, no. So we're actually operating from Texas out to California. So the Whole Foods market, like I said, is 7 different states. Those are mostly the southern states to the west. So you've got, you know, Arizona's out there, Nevada reaches all the way to Hawaii. So that's where we're at right now. For us, 2024 is going to look like most likely just really executing on the doors that we got right now. We've learned over time too that it's really more important for sustainability than anything. So as happy as we are, and as hyper growth as it may seem to others too, we planned a lot of this stuff out. So we're probably going to take a lot of this year to really execute, and then set ourselves up for 2025.
For sure. So many companies in 2024 are using high-level technology like AI. So do you guys, you know, AI currently in your business? Like, if not, like, where could AI maybe come in and add value?
Yeah, so AI has been great. I mean, you know, ChatGPT is definitely our friend. We lean into that for various different things, I think. You know, there's also some AI elements, I think, in our inventory management process in Fiddle, too. Shout out to the guys at Fiddle, too, because that's an awesome inventory management system. And I think there's some elements, like I said, of that as well, too. So, you know, we're always open. We're tech heavy, I think, and we're very open with it, too. And so if there's a way to use AI, we're definitely happy to integrate it in our platforms and our systems. And I think it would make us better, too.
Do you ever think of AI for like customer service, like explaining your ingredients and your products to customers who have questions?
We've thought about it. You know, it's something that we're open to. We actually have a few staff members that are really, really awesome, though. And their primary goal and task right now and job is customer service. So it's one of those things where I think it should be helpful in addition to also our awesome people, too.
What would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Great question. I think, you know, really we surrounded ourselves with good mentors and out there. So taking the time to really assess like your core team. And there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people that are, you know, I think wildly successful and at the level that we want to get to that are very, very open to communicating and sharing their stories too. So I think one thing I would say is always being very open and be like a hungry student of knowledge, especially in this industry, because there's always something to learn and there's always something telling you about their experience. So that would be my biggest advice to any founder going down this line and this road.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for Funky Mellow?
So you'll definitely see our new snack product out, Dipsters. You know, it's definitely coming out in a big way too. Like I said, I can't quite talk about the retailer yet too, but it is coming very soon. And so I'm excited about that. There's some unique things that we're going to do with the Dipsters that I'm excited to see. And some different flavors, of course, that I think you guys will see as well too. You know, we pride ourselves on innovation over here and creativity and uniqueness. And I think we're going to continue to strive and do all those things, especially in a year from now.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact.
Yeah. www.funkymellow.com. It's Mellow, M-E-L-L-O with no W. I just want to make sure that's very clear. And also you can find us on Instagram, Funky Mellow, TikTok, Funky Mellow, pretty much everything. And yeah, give us a shout. If you just want to email us and chit chat, we're happy to talk to you and, you know, come over for the positive vibes and good energy.
Awesome. Well, Zach, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.